Garrow looked around, taking in the scope of the Primarch's Sanctorum once again. The ornate chambers, atop the highest of the Phalanx's towers, commanded an impressive view of the Star Fortress. The wide, oval space seemed now like an arena, and he a sacrifice sent to perish upon its azure floor. He sensed a presence behind him.
Do you recall what happened the last time we stood together in this room?
I watched the Eisenstein meet its end.
After that?
Garrow stiffened. It had been here that he had first revealed to Dorne the facts of Horus's betrayal. His reaction had been that of any loving brother. First, denial, and then great anger, severe enough that Garrow had feared for his life. Considering his words carefully, he turned to face the Primarch.
I brought you a hard truth. The burden of my duty...
As I recall, you asked me if I was blind. And perhaps I was. But no longer. I see clearly now. I must, so that my duty can be completed. The Emperor has charged me with the defense of Terra and command of all his armies. That is my burden. I am now Warmaster in all but name.
Dorne loomed over him, his eyes glittering like shards of flint.
I know what you are, Garrow. I know of Malkador's plans and his secret endeavors. I know that you and that old wolf Cruz are now his agents. The Sigilite uses you to gather material and to recruit men, many of them psykers, for reasons as yet unrevealed. And all of it in apparent defiance of the Emperor's commands.
The Primarch's heavy gauntlets closed into fists.
That ghost armor you wear, with Malkador's brand upon your shoulder. It may give you leave to go where you wish elsewhere in the Imperium, but not here. The Phalanx belongs to the Seventh. You do not come to my domain in stealth and expect no censure. You will explain yourself to me.
He raised his hand to point at Garrow.
Or this time, I will not hold back when I strike you.
I mean no disrespect, my lord. But my mission cannot be revealed, even to you.
You owe your life to me, Garrow. It was the Imperial Fist that rescued you and your men from deep space. You were adrift and facing certain death. Have you forgotten that so readily?
I forget nothing, my lord. True enough, I know the full weight of the debt I owe you, but my duty to the Sigilite is greater still.
What duty can require you to steal aboard my ship like a thief, break my commands, and disturb those whom I hold in isolation? We have already recovered your pod, Garrow. How are you going to escape? What did you want with the librarians? You will answer me.
Garrow breathed deeply, stealing his courage to openly defy the Primarch.
I regret that I cannot, my lord.
For a long moment, Garrow feared that Dorne would make good on his threat and strike him to the deck. But then, the Primarch stepped back, his aloof rage simmering.
I do not accept your refusal. You will remain a prisoner aboard Phalanx until such time as you decide to provide me with the answers I have demanded. Here you will stay, if need be, until the stars themselves burn cold.
Before he could summon his guards to escort Garrow away, the Sanctorum's doors opened of their own accord.
Master, forgive my intrusion, but I must speak with you.
Brother Massac, I did not grant you permission to leave the Seclusium. Return there at once.
I shall, but first I must beg this audience with you. The intruder, Garrow. I know why he is here.
Dorne's narrow gaze turned its full, withering power on his son.
Explain yourself.
I can sense the truth he is hiding. It lurks beneath the surface of his thoughts. With your permission, I can reveal it.
The Primarch's arms folded across his golden chest plate.
You dare suggest the use of psychic power? You know better than any Imperial Fist that my father forbids it!
But even as he said the words, Garrow saw the conflict in Dorne's eyes. Even as he knew he was honor-bound to follow the Emperor's edict, He could never ignore the great value of a Psyker as a weapon of war in the arsenal of the legions.
He can hide nothing from me, Master. If only you will allow me to put Garrow to the question. I will not defy the Edict of Nykeia.
But you will. Even the smallest exercise of warp-born power is defiance. It opens the door to misuse, just as my brother Magnus misused it. No. The Imperial Fists are loyal to the Emperor in all things. My father's decision is the final word.
If I may speak, I would offer a compromise, Lord Dorne.
Speak, I will hear you.
The Librarian's instincts are strong, and they are correct. I came here for him. I will reveal Malkador's orders but to Brother Massac and no other. He will know if I am truthful.
And if I refuse?
Then, my lord, as you say, you will have my company until the stars burn cold.